listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. Rolling through the happier happy hour. Your phone calls could be next. Maybe 844-967-2789. A little bit more from this piece at the Journal Sentinel. The sugar baby, Kevin Nicholson, because Dick Uhlein's his sugar daddy. And apparently the wife, Elizabeth Uhlein, is his sugar mommy. So he is sugared up. Pour some sugar on that guy. $13 million, I think, his sugar daddy gave him for the last campaign cycle. It's going to take something more than that to beat Rebecca Clayfish and Ram Jam, of course. But let me jump back into Kevin Nicholson's proposition to make it a part-time legislature. Here's what he said. A quote from the sugar baby, Kevin Nicholson. Let's be realistic. Wisconsin essentially already has a part-time legislature. It's March and they're already done for the year. Well, he does make a point there. That, according to Nicholson spokeswoman Courtney Mullen, Kevin believes that part-time work should equate to part-time pay. See what he did there? How lawmakers are paid. The proposal is unlikely to have much support amongst lawmakers who would have to vote to cut their own salary, currently set at $55,000 per year. Lawmakers also receive pensions, health insurance, and a stipend for their travel to Madison for work. They call it per diem, rat fancy. Well, each senator who lives outside Dane County may claim $115 per day. Senators who live in Dane County get $57.50, and the assembly members may claim $153 per trip that includes an overnight stay. Otherwise, assembly lawmakers may claim $76.50 per day. The payment may be claimed up to 90 days per year. So, you know, per diem, where the real money's being made. The legislative sessions during election years like 2022 typically end in the first few months of the year, while lawmakers spend the rest of the year campaigning. So we, the people, with our tax dollars, are basically paying paychecks 12 months a year so they can go campaign for like 10 months a year. Anyways, a spokesperson for Democratic Governor Tony Evers did not say whether the current governor believed the legislature should have a shorter schedule and a smaller paycheck. But Evers agreed with Nicholson's criticism of the legislature's workload in recent years. He has heavily criticized lawmakers for not meeting during most of 2020, while state and local officials were navigating how to respond to the coronavirus pandemic, and for ignoring his repeated calls for lawmakers to take up legislation. Here's a quote from Evers spokesperson Sam Roker. The average person would be shocked to learn the legislature is not already part-time, given they failed to pass legislation for nearly 300 days during the pandemic and have gaveled out every single special session the governor has called in a matter of seconds. The real conversation should be why Republicans in the legislature left so much unfinished, like why they haven't come up with a plan for the state's budget surplus or passed the governor's plan to return the surplus money back to Wisconsinites. So Evers gets to cast a little shade back at both Nicholson and the Republican legislatures. A little bit more, this one from Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish. Becky, who is running against Nicholson in the Republican primary for governor, said Nicholson's proposal suggested he didn't understand the job of lawmakers. He never served in state government, so perhaps he does not understand, Clayfish said in a recent interview. The legislatures receive a per diem stipend for actually coming into work, but it's incumbent upon them as part of their job responsibilities to answer constituent issues and solve problems every day. If you're a legislator, you should be on call 24/7. I mean, that's public service. Lawmakers are allocated part-time and full-time staffing positions, a number that varies by legislator depending on seniority and role in the legislature, unless you're Tim Ramjam, in which case you get, you know, your staffer stripped. A little bit more here. Clayfish is married to my buddy, former Rep. Joel Clayfish, who represented the 38th Assembly District for 14 years until January of 19. Rep. Tim Ramjam Brantham, who is also running for governor on the GOP primary, said he wants lawmakers to work more often in the state capitol for their full-time salary and benefits. I think there's too much part-time now, he said. That includes you, Rantham, right? You are a assembly member. Rantham said lawmakers are busy and often in the capitol on odd-numbered years until a new state budget passed in June, and then everybody thinks they're on vacation till September or October. I think the solution to the problem shouldn't be punitive. It would be more to say, here's how we're going to be in session. Here's what you're expected to do. And you need to be in the Capitol more frequently because too many members have other jobs or primary jobs, and the legislative job is the secondary. You mean like Speaker Robin Voss, the guy that stripped your legislative staffer away, ram jam?
Pretty much.
Republican legislative leaders, Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, well, they declined to comment. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer, Dem from Racine, said the job of a lawmaker should be full-time, but GOP leaders have not treated it as such. Here's a quote from the Dem Minority Leader. If our legislature was actually meeting the needs of the people across our state, this would be a different conversation. Right now, the GOP-controlled legislature isn't doing that. There are so many policies that Wisconsinites are asking us to act on, and the majority party is continuing to ignore the will of the people. Yes, they are.
You know, a funny thing happens when you guys come into work all the time and realize you have to work together is that you learn how to actually work together. You learn about things about the other people that you have to be with all the time, and you maybe learn how to figure out how to get things done despite your political differences. But you never get to do that if you're behind a screen almost the entire time and never see each other most of the year.
Well, I've met Shea Sortwell and Ram Jam. No thanks. Just saying. Yeah.
Shea Sortwell can be agreeable until you challenge him on literally anything, and then his mind turns off and he just goes into repeat mode over and over again.
Well, he is a Republican that does support legalizing marijuana, my understanding. That and beating his kids, allegedly. 844-967-2789. Going back to the phones. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, brother. You're playing Maximus today on Robin Voss's Commodus? From the movie Gladiator. That was his line, are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Well, some might say that Robin Voss is Gluteus Maximus, because he's a big ass.
and the hole as well. It is just disturbing, and I'm glad you mentioned that they get the pension and they get the health care benefits, you know. So that's a
and Robin Voss has something like 14 individual staffers at a cost to the taxpayers of over $1 million just to operate his partisan little hackery there.
And they're not supposed to actually be doing partisan work in that office. They're supposed to be serving the people. But we all know that with them blowing up the whole, you know, when the whole, they reverse the caucus kind of scale.
Well, don't tell Thank that you, to Brad Jensen Kimmel and Quala Jensen. And Prosser and the caucus
Jensen
boys.
Jensen got away with it. He got his reduced onto a misdemeanor, courtesy of Brad Schimmel, you know, that who's now a Waukesha County judge.
How can you say that Jensen got away with it just because he's one of the highest paid lobbyists in the state of Wisconsin, and that wouldn't have been possible had he gotten a felony conviction? You know, so calling it getting away with it just because he was convicted and had it overturned on appeal when they ran off to Waukesha County, you act like we wouldn't benefit from that sort of home cooking.
Yeah, well, none of us would have benefited from it because we're not connected. And how they managed, how you managed, he committed his crime in Dane County. And he should have been sentenced in Dane County. And that it's ridiculous that conviction was overturned and allowed him to get a sweetheart deal and
I think Quala did some time in the Huskow over the caucus scandal.
He did.
One of the legislative leaders did, and one ran to Waukesha County and got completely off. And now is a very high paid lobbyist, apparently.
And so I have no respect. You know, if I saw Scott Jentz, you know, him wandering around in the halls of the Capitol, I'd probably be tempted to say something, as well as say something to Mr. Schimmel I've got this coffee table history book, and it mentions in there that the ancient Persians, you know, executed corrupt judges. I mean, I'm not calling for that, but we should at least bounce them out and strip them of any kind of benefits they have.
Well, careful about calls for regime change. You know, Gary will get right back on the phone.
I don't have a lot of expertise.
Yes, Brad Schimmel did not have a lot of expertise and apparently was unaware of the URL for his own campaign website. Vicky McKenna, my opponent down the Righty Whitey Talk Radio dial, upon Brad Schimmel's first appearance on her big show, said, I sure do hope there's a Republican AG primary. Like, there's got to be a better guy than this one.
I don't even know my own website address.
Yeah, that guy. 844-967-2789 against my better judgment. Here's CJ. Welcome, CJ. What do you got?
Well, thanks for taking my call. I don't say that often enough to you guys because I get a little wound up.
But, occasionally, you get wound up, CJ, as do I, though. You know, we're both emotional guys.
Yeah, and you, if I could have been, I would have taken you up on getting together and watching the Badgers over an adult beverage. But
well, that was a fake anyway. Invitation. I wasn't watching the Badger game with you, CJ. I mean, I'm just going to be honest, man. That was like, yeah, if only we had gotten together for that game. But anyways,
yeah,
man.
I like to
swear at the Badgers in the privacy of my own home. But go ahead.
Okay. You know, you told Gary you were going to eventually get to the topic of our commander cut and run.
And eventually we will, CJ. I swear, eventually I will.
The show's almost over.
Well, I know, but you're bringing it up now. So what's your point?
Okay, well, did you hear what our president executive order had another gaffe by giving away a military secret and more propaganda to Putin tonight?
Well, are you talking about the former president that sought advice from Kid Rock on how to handle North Korean policy? Is that what you're referencing? Because even Kid Rock was shocked, according to Kid Rock.
The sad thing, Mike, this is right now. And this president gave up a military secret.
What was the secret he gave up, CJ?
Military advisor.
Because the last president said anytime he wanted to make something unclassified, he just waved a magic wand and it was unclassified. Because the president sets the classification.
He told the world that we're actually training Ukrainian soldiers in Poland.
Wow.
Tell me Putin isn't going to use that. And they're backtracking.
Well, let's talk about regime change at the top. CJ, you were
on the same path.
Buddy, you were very.
He's going to have us in a nuclear war, this idiot.
Well,
he's a bumbling gaffe. And he creates more problems than, yes.
Okay, I'm cutting you short right there, CJ, because I want to get a word in before the end of this particular segment. So here's the deal. Joe Biden basically said, Putin's got to go. But I would ask you, CJ, if this was World War II and Hitler was marching through Poland, would you be butthurt if the current president, let's call it FDR, said, you know what, I'd like to see a regime change? I mean, he's called the man a butcher. He's called him a war criminal. He didn't say we're going to take him out. But what would you think the natural conclusion is? I mean, what's he roll back his troops and just rejoin the international community? You're going to invite Putin over for Easter, CJ? Because, you know, quite frankly, I stand behind the words of my president. And I do wish that his advisors, his aides, didn't feel like they had to correct the record, because I think he got it absolutely right. At the end of this, we want a regime change. And if this guy gaffed his way into saying we want a regime change, well, guess what? That is the new policy of the United States. We want a regime change. When Trump set policy as the president, guess what? That's American policy. When Biden does it, guess what? He's our president, CJ, as you keep pointing out. That's your new policy, man. Regime change. Enjoy it. Embrace it. You should want Putin gone, comrade. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
What the hell are you doing?
I have never been more excited about anything that I get to have gotten the chance to work on.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Let's have trial by combat.
We have seen a small increase in deaths, which is a good thing.